we've seen under the budget last year where Minister Rory Quinn didn't provide the additional SNA support necessary to meet the increased demand, putting a lot of pressure on schools to actually cater for the needs of students who have special educational needs. This deadline now on Friday week for applying for new special needs supports, I believe, needs to be extended in order to give schools more time to assess the new students who have come into the schools, but also to give more time to complete assessments. And I think putting a deadline so early on it could see some students lose out by virtue of the fact that the reports are not available until after the deadline is there. So I think Minister Quinn needs to give that leeway to students, and he also needs to recognise the real difficulties that his failure to provide sufficient supports is having in schools.
It's arguable too that some of these delays are being caused, at least in part, because of the extra pressure that's been put on teachers because of cuts already imposed.
Very much so, and we saw last week figures come out which showed over 20% of students are in classes of over 30 students. So that's making it very, very difficult for teachers. But also the fact that there was a 10% increase in the demand for special needs supports in the last year or so, and the fact that the minister hasn't actually met that demand makes it even more difficult. Today we also see new news where the minister may be considering increasing the pupil-teacher ratio, and he's going down the total wrong track, putting massive pressure on our schools right across the country by the policies adopting. And what I'm saying to him is that he needs to actually recognise the difficulties schools are having and ensure that the education budget is protected.